The apostle Peter was the son of Jonah and the younger brother of Andrew. But when Andrew left to become a hermit out in the desert with the prophet John, Peter took over the responsibilities of the elder son. Saint Nicephorus said that in stature, Peter was slender and rather tall, his complexion pale, his hair short, curled and thick. His eyes were black, his eyebrows thin, and his nose long, but not sharp. Altogether, his appearance commanded reverence and respect. St. Peter's friend Clement, in a now lost work, said that Peter wore his head bald. In art from the earliest times, Peter appears as a rugged worker, with all the wear and tear and practical way of wearing his clothes and hair. He got married to a woman called Perpetua, and they had a son and then a daughter called Petronilla. When Peter was sent out after Pentecost, he travelled with his wife and daughter, both of whom were famous preachers in their own right. After Luke's account of Peter's journey in Acts, Peter decided to go to Rome in 49 AD. This was before the emperor exiled all the Jews from Rome. Peter had that experience when he converted Cornelius that made him realise that Jesus had appointed him to be the mouth by which the Gentiles would hear the gospel, as he says in the Council of Jerusalem. So he focused his efforts on converting the Romans. The Jews were exiled because of a massive fight that broke out about Christ, quite possibly instigated by Peter himself. The church could still go on because of Peter's work, but he himself had to return to Antioch. When Nero lifted the ban on the Jews in 54 AD, Peter took the long route back. He wanted to reach as many people as he could along the way. He travelled through Pontus, Cappadocia, Galatia, Asia, Bithynia, and he did all this work with his brother Andrew. When they reached Nicomedia, at the very edge of Bithynia, Peter and Andrew went their separate ways. Andrew went across the Bosphorus to Byzantium, while Peter went down to Troy with Cornelius, who stayed as its first bishop. Peter took a ship going to Greece, and then he went to the centre of Roman authority there, Corinth. We see that the converts of Peter were a core part of the church in 1 Corinthians, although they could be somewhat divisive. Let's not judge Peter on these Christians' behaviour, because Paul admits in the same passage that his own disciples and the disciples of Apollos were very divisive as well. Peter took a boat from Corinth to Sicily, where he stayed with St. Pancras for some time. He went to Naples and met a woman called Candida, who had a migraine problem stretching back decades. Peter healed her and told her the good news about Jesus. She then went all over the city, telling everyone else, including her husband Aspirin, who was so ill that he was at the point of death. Aspirin was healed and became the first bishop of Naples. Candida and Aspirin are both patron saints, and their work together created a powerful church that stood the test of time. Peter arrived in Rome around 55 AD, and he mostly stayed there until his death in 68 AD. He occasionally went beyond Rome to Carthage in Africa and Spain, and St. Dimitri even says that Peter went over here to Britain. When Nero ordered Peter to be crucified, though, Peter ran away. When he finally escaped the city and was safe, he saw a vision of Jesus. He was carrying his cross and walking the other way from where Peter was going. Peter asked, "Lord, where are you going?" And he said, "I'm going to Rome to be crucified." So Peter went back merrily and handed himself in. When someone asked why he was so happy, he replied, "I'm going to Rome to be crucified." Peter was thrown into a terrible prison called the Tullianum for 9 months, locked in total darkness. He was led out to be crucified by Nero, and Peter asked that he be crucified upside down because he didn't think he was worthy to be crucified like Jesus. So then Peter was buried where St. Peter's Basilica now stands.